Tonight we're going to do Community Killers Part 2. There's going to be four major things we're going to talk about. You'll have some handouts for you that you can kind of go through. Okay, what you see behind me is not only four extremely good-looking gentlemen, but we are going to role-play maybe a typical community group setting. And what you'll see is four distinct types of folks. We'll talk about that in the middle. But we just want to have fun with it tonight. And this is your typical community group on a typical night. Roll them.
Well, guys, it's about 15 after. I guess that means we should probably get started. Has anybody seen Cody? Does anybody know where Cody is?
Dude, he is never here. I mean, like, Whoa. Big shocker, right? You know, like, even if he does show up, like, he's 15 minutes late. I don't know what the big deal is.
I actually don't, I don't even have his number. Cody?
You don't have his number? Okay.
What? Y'all, I'm sure there's just something going on. I mean.
That bass is going on.
Something's going on.
Turn your CD player off.
Yeah, my CD player. I'm sorry, my
car. Okay, dude, just because he hasn't been here in 2 months doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be here. And, dude, his dog, Sadie, she has a condition, and it's the summer months, and she's been, like, shedding so much. Like, that's a big deal. That's, like, a lot of Swiffer wipes. So let's just, like, hunker down together and suffer for the long term.
Guys, like, just let me share something with you from God's word. It says this. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. I swear to God.
Guys, it feels like I'm camping right now because it's getting intense. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little crazy.
That is intense.
That is very intense. I don't really know where he is either because I didn't try to check up with him or anything like that. So I don't know where he is. But oh well. So guys, how was your time just in the Word this week? Jack, I mean, you got anything good?
Yeah, about that. Mine was pretty good. I only got to it a couple times, or not really at all. So I didn't have time in the Word, and like I'm not trying to make excuses or anything, but y'all know I'm Capricorn, right? And so with Capricorns, like April, May, especially that transitional period, it's really hard for us. We've just got a lot going on in our lives. Plus, like, this week I was sick. And I didn't really, it's kind of a strange sickness. Like, didn't have a temperature, didn't really even feel bad or go to the doctor, didn't have any symptoms associated with being sick, but I was definitely ill. Had to stay home from work, and so boss is just riding me nonstop over there. But I am here. And to even show you all how much I care, like, my phone, I still have 4 updates that I need to be doing for the App Store. So using unupdated apps.
Yeah. I got this.
Committed. Okay,
yeah, so, look, man, like, Jack, I want to share something with you from God's Word. And just know, like, I'm not judging you, but if I read this and you feel judged, just know that it's from the Lord. And so it says this. It says, the slacker buries his head in the bowl and is too weary or lazy to bring it to his mouth. That's the word of the Lord, man.
Okay, dude, let me just chime in. Like, bro, you don't have to run, like, full steam all the time. Like, we can, like, crawl together sometimes.
Oh, what do you mean, like, crawl? Like, we're like stallions, man. We're, like, running like horses. Like, we gotta, like, grow. We gotta keep going.
Okay, dude, like, not everybody can be a stallion all the time. But, like, dude, I haven't checked, but I think love wins. And, like, we mess up, you know, so, like, we don't have to be more all the time. Let's just, like, be, you know?
Well, okay, well, Tyler, I mean, obviously you probably read this week, so, I mean.
Yeah, did I read my Bible? Like, yeah. Of course. Like, man, like, I read a proverb a day, a psalm a day, a book of the Bible a day. I make a daily journal entry, sometimes two, man, if I'm, like, really feeling it. And then I have a cup of coffee before breakfast. Yeah. So, like, I'm getting after it. So, yeah, man, like, you guys, just to be honest, like, man, like, I feel like you guys need to man up a little bit, because, like, man, I'm like serious about this, and you guys need to kind of get committed. And just, you know, like, I'm not slowing down for anyone, much less a sluggard.
Well, I mean, I know we're all supposed to get into Ecclesiastes, so I mean, just tell me about Ecclesiastes 1 there, Tyler.
Quiz me.
What?
Like, for real, like, do it. Like,
what do you want me to do?
Like, open it up and, like, quiz me. Like, no, so, yeah, man, I read it. In fact, I didn't just read, like, chapter 1. I read the whole book of Ecclesiastes. Yeah, and so, like, I also got my memory verse. You want to hear it?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Which translation? No, for real, man. Like, just kidding. Like, you know me long enough. I only use the King James Version because everything else is heresy.
Well, I mean, so, Jack, I mean, did you read Ecclesiastes? Or, like,
oh,
what
yeah.
What was that like for you?
Yeah. But,
get to memory verse?
Yeah, man, it's like, I don't know, like, maybe my Bible's not right or something. I lost the table of contents, and it's just like, where's Ecclesiastes? Like, and so, I didn't get to it, of course, or memorize. I was going to start and, like, flip through and find Ecclesiastes, but then I remembered, well, y'all know this. 2 years ago when my aunt passed away, my great aunt passed away, and, like, her dog was sick, so I took care of the dog, and sweet little Mick Whiskers was his name, and took him to the vet, and huge bill. So then I had that garage sale, right? And, like, y'all are coming over, and I had to sell that chair, and it was, like, in the shape of a hand, and... Remember?
Yeah,
that was a cool
man,
chair.
And then I lost it, and I remember McWhiskers, and I just didn't want to read after that. It was hard. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro, it's okay, bud. Like, if you need to, like, next week, if we just need to go and get, like, Froyo, that's okay. Like,
yeah.
We get that you're a Capricorn. And, bro, I've heard say, don't confuse obedience with legalism. And I don't do either of those, so it's like, I don't get those confused, man. Like, bro, come on, get in here. Get
yes,
in here.
Yes, yes.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Like a net, like a cocoon.
Give him a hand, everybody. Okay.
There are great ways to have community. There are horrible ways to have community. We just experienced a horrible way to have community. Okay. Did anybody, I want to hear from the girls tonight, okay? So there's four types of people that are represented with our wonderful skit we just saw. So who can give me one of those? Can one of you name, who was Jack here? Who did he, what did he represent? Okay, I asked for some women to chime in. I didn't know you all were going to say it at the same time. Okay, yeah. No, nothing's ever his fault. Everything's always compounded problems. Did he really answer the question or not? Maybe, maybe not. Shifting subjects. Hard guy, okay? Who was Reverend Tyler here? What do you represent? Okay, you can't cheat and look at the notes. I'm like, come on, give me a break. Okay? So he was the, truth trumps grace every time and twice on Sundays, right? So hear the word of the Lord, my friend, and if it hits you over the head and knocks you cold,
good.
Hey, it's God judging you, not you. Okay? And then we had the great Murphy, the over-grace guy. Dude, can't we all just get along? Love wins. And then we had our fearless leader. Oh, we had the absentee guy. He was the one that was left. I gave it away, the absent guy. So, did any of you have any of these people in your community groups? Okay? Who has all of them in your community groups? Okay, so there's a few that have all of them. We just need to stop and pray right now for you. Okay. There is the gamut of how this works. Now, Brian Jackson is, he loves the Lord. He's cool. He's flannel shirt. He's got good glasses.
It's just plaid. It's not flannel.
Did I say flannel?
Yeah.
It's plaid. Sorry.
I do wear a lot of flannel, though.
Oh, sorry. He's a good guy. He's trying to do the right thing, okay? First pass, not so good. Maybe a little passive. Maybe didn't address some things he could have. But we, my friends, are going to rewind tape. We are going to extend grace. We are going to move on to Act 2. Ready in action.
Here we go. Well, guys, it's about 15 after. So, like, we definitely want to get started. And so, like, I know we talked before about, man, we just need to make sure that, man, we are setting this time for us. Because we've been late a little bit in the past, and we kind of had that conversation already about, man, we need to reaffirm that, man, we want to start at 7. And it's important to us and respectful to all of us to get here. So, man, can we all just agree that we just need for sure start at 7, myself included. Is that everybody cool with that? Yeah, let's make that. And does anybody know where Cody is? Has anybody talked to him?
Dude, he's never here. Like, see, big shocker, right?
He's in our community group because I don't have his number.
Yeah.
Y'all, I think there's just something going on. I mean, his dog Sadie's got like a condition. I mean, he has to use so many Swiffer wipes. She's like, her fur is shedding everywhere. And you know what? I mean, we can just like hunker down and it'll work out.
And yeah, so, but that may be so, but again, like God's word, man, never fails, right? It says, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. It's the word of the Lord.
And man, thank you for that verse. It is in the Bible. You got it. And guys, let's just, like, I'm going to definitely reach out to him because so just need to confess, man, I didn't reach out to him and try to love him well this week, so I don't really know where he is. So, man, I'm going to try to reach out to him this week and just want to encourage you guys, man, do the same. Jack will get you his number so you can definitely get a hold of a guy in your own community group.
Sure.
And let's just encourage him. Like, I don't know if he had something going on this week or if he's out of town. Honestly, I don't know, but man, it's our duty just to kind of find out like where he is, and man, and just try to love him where he's at. And so just we want to encourage him, love him, let him know that he's welcome back here, and just try to see where he is. Just, we care, right? He's been in our group for a while, so we care. So let's just try to love him. But anyway, man, guys, how was your time in the Word this week, Jack? Did you get in your reading?
Oh yeah, man, it was. Well, I mean, it was all right. Like a couple days, I lost my Bible, and then the other stuff I didn't get in the Word at all this week, so pretty bad week for me. But I remember telling y'all, right, like I am Capricorn, and so this is our month to be the essence of Capricorn right now, and there's a lot going on inside me and inside the Capricorn community. and then I feel like I got sick a little bit. It was weird. Odd, strange, non-Capricorn-esque sickness, and no temperature, and then I didn't feel ill, and no symptoms associated with. I was really sick, though, and I had to miss work, so my boss is riding me super hard, and y'all know that's a tough relationship, but hey, I'm here despite having unupdated apps. I'm here.
Yeah.
I get it, Brian. I get it. So, like, man, like, I don't know much about Capricorn corniness or anything, but like I do know God's word, and so I want to share something with you, and like just know, like, hey, I'm not judging you, but I'm sharing this to help you, and if you feel judged, it's because you probably need to change your ways a little bit. So let me read this to you, man. It says, the slacker buries his hand in the bowl and is too weary, aka lazy, to bring it to his mouth. That's the word.
Yeah.
Lord, man.
Tyler,
it's good.
Yes, bring it down just a little bit. And so, Jack, man, dude, thank you just so much for opening up to us.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm so glad you're here. And if you remember, we've talked about the whole Capricorn thing before, and we all looked in Scripture, and we just sought out truth for the whole Capricorn thing, and it's just not there, and it's just not happening. So let's just be done with that, maybe. So, but it does sound like you have a lot on your plate right now. It sounds like you're really overwhelmed with what's going on. And so, man, just want to let you know this is a safe place to share. And, man, we are glad you're here. And, man, like, you said something about your boss, how he's really riding you. And so, like, man, I really wanted to dig into that tonight. And just, man, let's look at Scripture, what it looks like to submit to authorities. Let's just kind of remind ourselves of truth instead of just, man, like he's riding me, and I hate that relationship. But let's look at, man, what does it look like to glorify God even when we might have a boss or somebody over us who we might not agree with? But what does it look like to submit to him or her just because of our love for God? So let's definitely touch on that tonight. And I think it'd be good for all of us, just as a good reminder for all of us to submit to those in authority. But so Tyler, I mean, obviously you're quoting Scripture, man. Did you get in the Word this week?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Of course I did. I got my Word, man. I'm like, I'm running at a fast pace, man. I'm like growing, and man, it's just so awesome. And like, just to be honest with you guys, like, you need to man up a little bit. Like, I'm growing, and I'm reading a psalm a day, a proverb a day, an entire book of the Bible a day, one, maybe two journal entries, and then I have a cup of coffee, all that before breakfast. And so, like, you guys need to catch up, because I just want you to know, like, I'm not going to slow down for you guys, especially sluggard.
Yeah. So, Tyler. So we don't need to be cutting each other down, right? I mean, we're called to pursue oneness. And we're called to encourage one another, to bear one another's burdens, not to call each other sluggards. And I love how much you love the word. I mean, you love the word. And it comes out of you freely. But man, like, we need to make sure that our words are seasoned with salt and that they're behind or just in front of the truth, that there's always going to be grace and there's going to be love. And so I feel like though you spoke truth to Jack, he might not have felt loved in that moment. And I mean, do you need to do anything with that?
Yeah, man, like, I do care about you. And like, I didn't mean to be that harsh, man. Will you forgive me?
Absolutely.
That's good. It's awesome, guys. Guys, thanks. So Tyler, so you got in the word, obviously. Yeah, little high fives.
Yeah, man, of course I did.
So Ecclesiastes 1, that was what we were kind of working on this week. And yeah, you got it?
Quiz me.
What do you want me to do?
Like, for real, like do it. Like, open it up and, like, quiz me. No, man. Like, but yeah, man, I killed that. I read the whole thing, man. Not just the first chapter, the whole book of Ecclesiastes. And I got my memory verse. You want
to
hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear your memory verse.
Yeah, man. Which translation you want?
Any, whatever.
Just kidding.
It's going to be King
Just
James.
Kidding, man. You know me, man. It's King James only, yep. Man. You know why? Because everything else is heretical.
Yep. I remember you saying that. Jack, did you get it? Ecclesiastes 1? We were working on it this week.
Yeah, man.
You remember?
Gosh, Ecclesiastes. You know, I totally thought it was like Malachi this week, and so
did you read Malachi?
No, you know.
You didn't?
Man, it's just like, where are these books? Like,
yeah,
just, I don't get that.
It's just hard, man.
I really don't get it. And so I did not read this week. But then another thing, like, just to make a rough situation even worse, remember 2 years ago when my aunt died? And
your great
like,
aunt,
she
right?
had that, yeah, yeah, right? My great aunt. And she had that dog and awesome name.
Mick Whiskers. Yeah.
And she died. I take it to the vet, and the vet's hitting me with the bill. So garage sale, right? And, and then, like, I put up my aquarium and all my fish. And then the fish go, and they take the, like, they took the fish. Man. Yeah. I just couldn't. How do you read the Bible after that?
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Man, Jack, just Jack right here. Come on. Yeah. So, man, I think we all remember that season for you and how hard that was, because I remember, like, we all just walked through that with you and just prayed with you and loved you and tried to encourage you. Man, and I don't want to see you, though that happened 2 years ago, have that effect, man, just your intimacy with the Lord now. And we want to encourage you to keep growing in that, man. And let you know, like, it seems like, again, man, you're overwhelmed with some things at work right now, maybe especially with your boss. And just let you know, this is a safe place for you to share things. Not just stuff from 2 years ago that we were there for, but, man, what's going on in your life now? And just letting you know that, man, we love you. We are here for you. And we want to support you in any way that we can. But letting you know, this is a safe place to share, man. We love you. And so I'm glad you're here. But, man, let's just try to move forward. In a loving way, yeah.
Bro, I understand. Like, it's like a Capricorn thing, man. And like, if you need to take a break, like maybe next week we can just go get froyo. Like, that's fine. And
yes.
Bro, they say like, don't get obedience confused with legalism. And like, I don't do any of those. So like, bro, there's no confusion here, man. There's like grace right here, dude.
Yeah. Man, Murph, dude, love your heart. I think you model grace better than anybody in this group, including myself. Man, you are so accepting and so caring and so loving. And man, I think we all need each other, because man, I think you're swinging way over here with grace, and Tyler might be swinging way over here with truth. And I think we need to have a mixture of both. So I mean, I think you need Tyler. I think you need Murphy, and we all just kind of need each other. Because man, just like we want to be loving and caring, at some point, loving without truth isn't really loving. And so accepting without truth isn't really accepting. And so, man, just want to challenge you on that. Let's, for every opinion that you have, man, is there scripture that I can go to instead of just being super accepting? But I think we have a lot to learn from each other. We have a lot to learn. But, man, I'm so glad to do life with you guys. And let's just try to find Cody and see what's going on. Okay?
That's normally how every guy group goes, by the way. Yeah. You sitting down? I like that.
I think before we start, I would just say, hey, which one are you? Okay, because we're the ones navigating these hard waters as a leader. And so many times there's so much pressure for us to be perfect, and we're not, okay? And so what we didn't model up here for you is the times where you've got to work through your own brokenness, maybe your impatience with somebody that comes out during group or one-on-one. This is one of the most wonderful gifts that you can give your community group. And let me tell you something else that would really bless your group. Is said, hey, look, I'm learning about myself right now. And one of the things I'm learning about myself is on my worst day, I will respond this way or do this to acknowledge, hey, I'm human and I'm broken and I need some help as well. If you know what that is, to be able to tell that to your guys and say, hey, look, I want to give you permission in advance that I may respond in a way that doesn't honor the Lord. And I want you to know you have permission to say something because I need that from you guys. The big lie as a leader is like, hey, I've got to be, you know, closer to Jesus than everybody else. And we do hope that you are. But also not to succumb to that pressure of trying to climb up on that pedestal. That's the first question. And that's something I'd love for you to walk away and go, hey, which one am I? And how would this look like in community? And how can I communicate that to my group? Is anybody perfect? Who's the... Raise your hand, I dare you. Who is it? So Brian and I are going to go through these four. And like I said, we spend a lot of time and energy with these handouts. So we're not going to go point by point. We'd like for you to read through those, but we are going to highlight a few things. The first, how do you engage somebody when you have to have a hard conversation? As you know, with community, those happen all the time. We hope that they happen because God sharpens us during that time. We learn something about ourselves. We learn something about others. So here's a few kind of great principles as you go into a hard conversation. You're thinking about how to navigate those waters. I would say, number one, that you would acknowledge the good in the situation. Okay, so you would find something to acknowledge good. You saw Brian model it a little bit with, hey, we need each other. I need you, you need me. This is how we work together as a body of Christ. So that's an example. So number two, you need to communicate value to that person specifically. Okay? Tell them why you appreciate them. Because anytime you get in a hard conversation, most of us negatively interpret. And what the first thing, no matter what they say, what we hear is, you don't belong here, you're not doing it right, you need to straighten up. And so just to do a preemptive strike, knowing that our humanity is broken and we tend to negatively interpret stuff, just to say, hey, I value you. We need your voice so badly in our group, and you matter to me. And then one other helpful principle is before you address the issue, address the why behind the issue. Okay, so if the issue is attendance, which I don't want to steal too much from Brian, just to use an example, just say, hey, here's why it's important for all of us to hear. Because, like, if you miss, hopefully we're sharing our hearts and souls with each other. And the scriptures say that we are to encourage one another daily so we don't become hardened by sins and deceitfulness. This is the things we're trying to do together. And so when you miss, I don't remember what you heard, what you didn't hear. It's hard to do that with, you know, when you're not here. And so I want you here. I need you here. But that's why. So those are four principles that I see over and over that set the conversation. It doesn't guarantee the conversation is going to go great, but it does dismantle some of the faulty thinking that people have when they feel like they're getting hauled in the principal's office and what did I do wrong? You don't like me. You don't accept me. I need to go find another group. And so I would say, you know, talking about the all truth, no grace. So that was Tyler. This person represents, like I said, a good heart. So the heart would be, hey, they're trying to use scripture to navigate life. I acknowledge Psalm 119, 111, thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. We need a light to guide us. Have to have it. Otherwise, it's tabloid opinion, right? I mean, come on. So acknowledge what's good. there. But the method was horrible, okay? So Tyler's method. So a lot of times, these are folks that would say, my wiring is just different, you know? The only challenge with that is there's no asterisk or exception in the scripture for different wirings. It doesn't ever say, if you're wired this way, you can get away with being a jerk, you know? It doesn't say that. I'm not saying you would say that to that person, but I'm saying, hey, scripture doesn't make allowances for different wirings or different types of personality. What it does say is this, here's what love looks like. So this person that may be task over relationship, you know, Paul says the goal of our instruction. So again, here's the why. The goal of our instruction is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. So 1 Corinthians 13 says, love rejoices in the truth. But it also says right before that, hey, it keeps no record of wrong. It's patient. It's kind. It's loving. It says all this stuff. Then the truth. So it's not that we want to minimize the truth. We just want to maximize the relationship. And sometimes they miss out on that. But one thing I talk to leaders who tend to be task over relationship, I'll ask them to do a heart check. I'll say, hey, where's your heart right now? Are you still for them? Or have you become an adversary? That's a great heart question to ask. I ask it myself all the time. Am I still for this guy? Or am I against him? If something's happened. So that's a great question. The last question I would say is, are we praying for them? Because a lot of times that's an indication of where our heart is. Our hearts become a little bit hardened. It happens to all of us. It happens to me. It happens to all of us. But we have a responsibility to wrangle our heart, because we are Christ's ambassadors, and the way we respond, the words that we choose, they matter. And so doing a heart check, you know, Paul is kind of, he's the guy that wrote 1 Corinthians, you know, and 2 Corinthians. He slapped everybody on their hand and said, the church is sick. That's a truth teller right there, Paul. But let me tell you the other side, the softer side of Paul. Read, if you go to 2 Corinthians 2, he said, the letter that I wrote to you, I wrote with great grief, with many tears. And so he's given an insight into the condition of his heart before he had to write those tough letters. And so Paul's a great example that we need to be grieving. We need to make sure our heart is Christ's heart and then tell the truth. As you saw in the skit, the truth guy, he needs to just go hang with some people and just pray for them and go just hang with them. Make time. Find ways to communicate with other people in community so that when you tell the truth, not only do you have permission to tell the truth, you've earned the right to tell the truth, but you've spent time, and they can't argue otherwise. Like, this man, this guy's hurting me. Says the wounds of a friend can be trusted. And so you need to work on being a friend so that when you give the hard words, they're trusted. So I'll pass to Brian on the,
yeah, man,
on the next one.
And so with everybody in here being a leader, so again, just going off this handout here, with everybody in here being a leader, for the most part, I hope no one struggles with being the absent guy or girl or the shift blame one, right? So for the most part, us leaders tend to either be, man, heavy truth, no grace, or somewhere on this other side of, like, all grace, super accepting, I don't want to ruffle any feathers or rock the boat too hard, and I love ya, and like I'm a feeler, and like, yes, like let's do this, and there's no truth, right? So just to echo what he was talking about is, man, it is helpful as a leader to know on this scale where I land, because I think at times I will tend to be too accepting because I just love a guy so much and I'm so for them that at times I tend to overlook things that I shouldn't overlook. And then some guys are, man, they just hit you with that Bible and hit you with truth so hard that you never want to come back. And so, man, you got to know where you are on that scale and know, man, I'm wired this way. And so I need to trend in this direction to help even me out. And these guys help me do that. So on this second one, the over grace member. So now we're swinging to the other side. So this is Murphy. And so the whole reason why we put in the group and one-on-one is, man, because every situation can be different and every individual can be different. And so depending on the situation, sometimes it becomes that elephant in the room where everybody knows, everybody's feeling something. Everybody's feeling this guy is just spouting off, you know, scripture, which is great, but I mean, he doesn't love anybody in this group and everybody can feel that. And so there are times when to address it as a group, to kind of address that elephant in the room. And then there's times, if this keeps occurring, to talk to them one-on-one. And when you have those pull-aside conversations, what does that look like? So that's really why we broke it down in that way. So for the Overgrace member, just to kind of highlight on some of this stuff, and hopefully you heard me do some of this with Murphy, is just to affirm the value of grace and acceptance. There's a lot of people who focus so much on Bible that they don't actually care about the people sitting next to them, or they'll think they just try to be a seminary scholar and just don't really care, don't need anybody else around them. And so when you see people who are accepting, who are caring, who are loving, man, encourage them in that. When you see them accepting other people, encourage that. But also just helpfully remind them of, hey, you know, as you know yourself, you kind of trend in this way. And man, we need to have truth and grace, not just grace, because like I told Murphy, so at some point, if you're just accepting and just caring and that's all you do and you just accept any sin, anything, man, that's not loving at all. That's enabling. That can turn any number of directions and get really weird on you really quick. When, hey, if I'm accepting this person, it's like, I know I trend this way. Okay, let's look at what the Bible has to say in this area. Let's go there. And so I can bring this hopefully somewhere back in the middle where there's a healthy tension of grace and truth. That last one in the group, man, ask the person or the entire group where they would go to Scripture. So you never want to shame them, right? I never wanted to be like, Murphy, I need you to quit accepting your brother that you've known for 2 years. You never want to shame them like that, but it's like, hey, Murphy, great question, or I'm glad you said that, and I love the way you're loving him. Hey, let's all turn in Scripture to see what can be a great answer to this brother's question or this sister's question or whatever's going on. I love on the one-on-one, we're just, man, there's a balance of grace and truth in that we're just trying to shepherd each other towards holiness. So Murphy has abilities and a wiring that's different from Tyler's, right? Obviously, we're seeing that. And they need each other. And as they try to balance each other out and sharpen each other and kind of knock those parts of each other off that aren't Christ-like and sharpen each other that way, man, God gets glorified and we get to see that and we get to grow along with them. As we try to love our brothers. So a great key verse here on the bottom of that is that 2 Timothy 3:16 where it just talks about Scripture being inspired. Man, it's profitable for teaching, teaching, correction, reproof, and training in righteousness. Nailed it. And nailed it. And so, man, it's all of those things. And opinion isn't necessarily those things. Just loving your brother while he's still in sin and not doing anything about it and not trying to love him in that way isn't super helpful. But man, Scripture, man, teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, these are the things that we need to turn to. So when you do have that member, or maybe it's yourself, if you know you trend in that direction, no, man, as I give advice and as I try to love my brother or love my sister, man, I need to make sure that my advice and my love is rooted in Scripture and is encouraging them, not enabling, and is loving them right where they're at. But as we kind of say at Watermark, man, I love you enough to love you right where you're at, but not just leave you right there. I want to see you grow in whatever sin that is or whatever issue that is. I'm going to come alongside you, love you in a way that honors God and honors you and encourages you, bears your burdens, all of these things. But also, hey, I know I need to use Scripture to do that. And sometimes loving them is having those harder conversations when you might tend to not have those conversations.
Jack, he was excuse guy. This is the victim mentality. These are hard. These are the person that always has an excuse, always wants you to relate with how bad things are for them. And I do. I want to relate with them. But as Brian said, to say nothing for an extended period of time is not very loving, because you're watching them, woe is me, this happened to me. And what happens is they kind of have adopted this slave mentality, like, man, I'm a victim of my circumstances. Like, if this wouldn't have happened, this, you know, I would have reacted differently. But it did. And you know, the heart of that we want to shepherd is just that idea is like, I'm a victim of my own circumstance and I don't have a choice. I think a great scripture is Galatians 6:1-3, actually. Galatians, it talks about at the very beginning, it says, you who are spiritual, if anyone's caught in sin, you would restore him gently. But then it goes on in 2, and it just says, hey, you should bear one another's burdens. And so, man, they're good at that. They're good at letting you bear their burdens, right? I mean, because they've got a ton of them, and you should care enough to let them off the hook because of what's going on. But read on. So it's almost like an irony that exists here. It says, so Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, then he is nothing. He deceives himself. Let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. So what does that mean? We're to bear each other's burdens. We're to bear our own load. The answer is yes. There's two different types of words that are used here. The first one in Galatians 6:2, when it talks about burdens, is kind of this overbearing sense of I can't carry this on my own type of burden. Okay, but then later on in the next verses when it says each one must carry his own load, it uses a word that talks about kind of like a day pack, kind of like a knapsack, kind of like you're going on a hike and you're packing water, you're packing your sustenance, your food. I don't know why I said sustenance. for the day. And so there is a responsibility. Each one of us has to give an account for ourselves before the Lord. We are responsible for those. So the big trick is to help the woe is me, I'm the victim person, understand their own responsibility in that. Well, what can you do? I'm really sorry that happened. And we've heard the same kind of thing happen over and over and over for several weeks. And I would love it if we could help you take some steps, because I hate watching this same thing happen over and over. And so can we talk about what are some things you can do this week to help with that? And can we help you do that? And so these are hard kind of to navigate, but I think Galatians 6 is a great deal. It says, hey, we're responsible for our own needs. Like we have to get our own water. We have to bear our own knapsack. But we as a body of Christ, we are there to share in a burden. A death that happens in the family or things that happen. But we are responsible for ourselves. To leave them alone and just go, I don't really know what to do, that's not a very loving answer. The loving thing to do is to say, hey, I love you. I want more for you. God wants more for you. There's an abundant life that it talks about in John 10:10. I want for you. You want for me. We want for each other. So can we talk about, like, what are some things this week that can bring you joy even though your boss is bearing down on you? Let's talk about that, you know. And so, again, there's some bulleted things in there with the victim, but those are the big thing is to let them know, hey, it's your choice. I'm not twisting your arm to do anything, but I want more for you. And can we help you come up with some solutions right now that can help you navigate your own emotions in a situation instead of have those emotions navigate you, you know. So.
That's good. It's good stuff. So the last one on here on that back page is just the absent member. This one can be kind of tough. So we had this blank chair, this empty chair called Cody, and he's right here, so he's totally, you're here. You're just good. So we had this absent member that we just tended to call Cody, and if you think back in this skit, we're like, hey, has anybody talked to Cody? Does anybody know where he is? And everybody's like, no. Jack's like, I don't even have his phone number. And so, like, that's realistic at times. You're going to have some guys or girls that attend for a while, and maybe they miss, and then they makes it easier to miss, and it makes it easier to miss and not come back. Sometimes they're gone for a while. Sometimes they'll come back, then they bolt again. And so this one is, it just gets kind of tricky. And so as a group, it's always good to acknowledge that and just to check. It's like, hey, man, like I tried to reach out to him. I didn't hear from him. Has anybody reached out to X, right? Cody, whatever. Has anybody reached out to him? Does he know that we're for him? Does he know that we love him, that this is like a safe place? So I don't know. If I'm not checking in on him, like, I don't know if he's in sin. I don't know. He might be traveling, like, because of work. Who knows? But I would hate for him to miss our group time because of a sin issue. I'd hate for him to miss really for any time if he doesn't communicate. But if he misses our group time because he doesn't feel welcome, he doesn't feel loved, he doesn't feel heard, he doesn't feel accepted, or that this isn't worth his time. And so it's just a really important thing to try to reach out, because all of us are shepherds, right? And so all of us are shepherds. We're called that. And so as you have your community group or your flock that God has entrusted to you, man, you have a sheep who's not there all the time. And so, man, as a good shepherd, what does it look like to go after that one and just try to track them down and try to understand and try to love them right where they are? Because for whatever reason, God has placed them in your life at this time in that community group. And so when I have a guy who isn't showing up, man, odds are there's something going on in his life that he doesn't want to admit, that he's scared of, that he's fearful of, or he's ashamed of, any of those four things. And so it's kind of my job to be like, hey, man, like, just so you know, I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to call you. I'm going to email you. I'm going to do everything I can, knock on your door when you're not expecting me to, just to show you that I love you and that I care about you and I want to see you grow in Christ and have victory over X and whatever that really is. So there's also times when you have people in your community group who are gone at random. So I have a guy in my community group who's a consultant, and so he will like travel for like 6 weeks at a time or something like that on different projects. And so that's not exactly the type of person that we're talking about here. So we know he communicates well with us. We stay in touch with him while he's gone. We know, like, hey, are you looking at anything? Like, did you bring your Bible? Are you getting your Bible? We're doing this. Let's track with you. And so I know for 6 weeks that he will be out of town and then he's going to come back. If it was really longer than that, then I think it would be really hard for us to have intimacy as a group, knowing he's going to be gone all the time and kind of not feel like he's part of the group. But that's just something as a leader that you need to talk with your group about and try to figure out of, hey, what is loving that individual well in this, maybe this season that he or she is in of traveling a lot? What does it look like to love them well? And what does it also look like just to try to shepherd the rest of your group well and love them and protect them as you guys share just sin and confess and just have, you're just creating connections and building intimacy with each other. And you have, it's really hard to do that when you have one just kind of parachuting in and out. And so if it's for a season, I get that. Talk about that, get that on the table, have that conversation of what does this look like for you to be in our community group while you're in New York working on a project for 6 weeks. Like, let's talk about that. Like, I don't want to have unmet expectations. Let's talk about that. Or if somebody's kind of checking out, what does it look like to reach out to them and love them and encourage them to come back, encourage confession, encourage bearing one another's burdens like he's talking about in Galatians, and then having that hard conversation of like, man, we'd love to have you back, but man, this is what our group is about. Let's kind of reset the tracks here. This is what our group is about. This is what we've done since you've been gone. Are you still with us? This is the direction that we feel like we're trying to head in. This is the culture we're trying to create. And it's hard for us to do that when you're parachuting in and out and we don't know if you're going to be there. So, man, are you with us? And let's have that hard conversation. And there's even we even had a handout in here on how to leave a group well and how to add well for some of our newer guys and girls that came through our new leader training. If you don't have that resource, it's just like a one-page deal on good questions to ask, how to process well when someone wants to leave your group. We can get that to you if you don't have it. But just make sure you're trying to do it all in love and hear the person out. It's easy for like us when we're sitting here to be like, okay, we can just call this guy whatever. He's never here on time. He's always late. That doesn't surprise me. And it's easy to kind of throw those jabs when they're not there. And that person might be in real sin. It might be really hurting. And man, like I, as a shepherd, as a leader, I need to be like, hey, I'm going to reach out to him, or hey, I reached out to him last week. This is why he isn't here. Or I haven't talked to him, but man, I'm going to do everything I can to figure out where he or she is so that I can try to love him and bring him back into the fold because I don't know where they are. And as the good shepherd tracks down all of his sheep, man, I'm going to do my best while he or she is still being called my sheep to love them right where they're at and to track them down and bring them back.
I remember driving home after one of my community groups with my guys. I was really frustrated with a guy that didn't show up for community, really frustrated. That was my issue. Okay, I was really frustrated because somehow I felt like he didn't respect me or made me feel bad as a leader. I was working through that on my way home. Like, why am I so mad at him? Like, he didn't show up. He didn't call. And the Spirit of God, like, as I was arguing with God back and forth, like, you know, doing a heart check and like, you know, this, like, I felt like God was saying, hey, you need to remind him that you love him and you missed him. Mm-hmm. Okay, first. And then ask why. So not to assume, ask why. So I ended up calling him, and I asked him why he didn't, you know, I said, hey, man, we missed you. Here's what we went over. What's going on, man? And I was blown away by the answer he gave me. I wouldn't have thought of it in a million years. He said, hey, you know I'm in between jobs and kind of looking at stuff. I go, yeah, man, we're praying for you. He goes, I didn't have enough gas money. I was like, you're kidding me. I was like, oh my gosh, thank God I didn't like just assume like he was a jerk and like rail into him. Like, that was another conversation of like, man, please tell us. Like, he has a problem with pride a little bit, and it was a little embarrassing for him to admit that. I was just like, thank you, God, for settling my heart before I entered into that conversation, because I would have been the class A jerk for giving a wrong response to that. So last thing I just say before we end, we'll go to huddle time. We are working in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, okay? So these are not methods. These are not how-tos. These are assuming that you're dealing with a believer, okay? If somebody doesn't have the Spirit of God in them, they don't have the Holy Spirit. So all that to say, make sure you have those conversations at the beginning of community and as we talk through to make sure, understand their heart and their understanding of the gospel. Any of these conversations are in tandem in cooperation with the Spirit of God. Like, we are working with the Spirit. If we're trying to do this on our own, let's just all just fold up our Bibles and just get out of here, because we are not doing any favors to anybody. Everything is Spirit-led. We are slaves to righteousness. We want the abundant life. We are all in process. So that's something to consider. If you're having issues with somebody in your community group, just have we ever had a conversation of, do they have a right understanding of God and how much God loves them and died for them? And, you know, because that happens. That happens from time to time. And so to consider that, and remember, we're all dependent on the Holy Spirit as we lead our groups. Okay.